T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dave Fillenworth, the executive director of the Riviera Theater, is with us on the phone. And Dave, you know, we've been seeing a lot of interesting things happen over the weekend. Movie theaters were given the green light to begin reopening. Right before we started this interview, you also mentioned ski resorts got the green light from the governor's office. But again, music venues like the Riviera Theater are left out in the dark. You know, the frustration I know is there for you guys, but how would you characterize the way that the current condition is for you all?
Well, mixed emotions. It's nice to hear that they're actually talking about the industry to some degree. Good for the movie theaters. Maybe the megaplexes can make a go of it with 50 people per screen, but the individual theaters, the independent owns, 50 people is not going to excite them. We have the capability to show movies, and 50 people does not excite us either. But I guess it's a start. At least they're talking about it. We want to do live events. We want to do concerts, and our position hasn't changed. We're still in the dark, and we've got a plan to open, and we're still not being heard.
For our listeners, can you explain why you guys don't want to be able to show movies at the Riviera Theater, even though you have the green light to do so, and you have the capability to do so? How come you guys don't want to do it?
Quite honestly, there's just no money to be made there for 50 people. After you pay your staff and after you get the movie rights to show the movie, for 50 people, it just doesn't make any business sense, quite honestly. And we're in this nut. We have the capabilities to show movies, but that's not our interest. We want to get back to live music events, and that's our goal.
Since the last time you and I spoke, Dave, you started a campaign. The Riviera Theater started a campaign where you're giving out these signs that people can put on their lawns that essentially is saying to support the Riviera Theater and give the Lieutenant Governor's office a call. Tell me why you guys wanted to start that and how effective you think it's been so far.
Yeah, well, I can't take full responsibility for that. Legislator Jesse Gooch actually came up with the idea, and he spearheaded this campaign and got the signs printed up for us. And the signs are available for purchase at our box office. Our box office hours are open Wednesday and Thursday, very limited hours from 12 noon to 3 p.m. But they can stop by and pick up a sign for $20, and the money goes towards the Riviera. We would encourage all people in our industry to do the same thing. Let's blanket Western New York with these signs, make up your own, and encourage people to react and call Kathy Hochul. She represents this region. She's aware of our plight. She won't respond to us or any other theater, and there's no reason that we shouldn't have any kind of plan rolled out for us. So we're making the boots on the ground effort to really get out there and push and make those phone calls and send those emails and try to get some kind of response. This is getting ridiculous.
Some of the nearby businesses for the Riviera Theater have also started supporting the Riviera Theater and, you know, getting these signs, at least also promoting your cause too. I mean, that's got to be great that you have so much support among your neighbors.
Yeah, it's we've got some great friends in the area and all over Western New York. Each business helps each other. We're all neighbors. We're all in this together. I know the signs are available at Dwyer's Irish Pub next door, Dockside Bar and Grill across the street, Prosper Brewing across the street. We also have Munchies and North Tonawanda as well have the signs for us. But it's just wonderful to see the support. I know a lot of people know our frustration. And again, this is the idea that we want to open up with a safe plan that has been approved by the Niagara County Health Department. And in our eyes, there's no reason that we should still be closed. And people are feeling our frustration and they're lending a hand.
Now, we understand that there's going to be a meeting tomorrow night with the Riviera Theater Board. Can you give any preview as to what's going to be discussed?
No, I mean, I'll find out. I work for the board. As much as I would like to open and blow the doors open, I'm sure the board is going to have some kind of limits on that. But I think we need to do a really serious heart-to-heart conversation here. We want to do the right thing, and we're going to come up with some kind of plan of action here. that puts us in the best light to open up again.
All right, Dave, anything else for our listeners?
No, keep those cards and letters coming. Keep those phone calls going, and let's continue to fight on. We will be heard, and I hope to have live music pretty soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.